Very good Monday morning to all of you tuning in out there around WA today. And it's time now to catch up with Stu McKenzie. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners. How are we all on this very fine Monday morning?
Yeah, it is a fine Monday morning. And I think everyone's just kind of head down, bum up and getting on with the job this morning. Stu, how about you?
I'm actually on my way up to Corrigan this morning for round two of the CBH Grassroots Leadership Program, which is a program between CBH, AIM and UWA. So, module number two. So no doubt there'll be several headaches tonight and then a couple more tomorrow morning.
Well, how did you go coming off the last one?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's all about personality typing and understanding how different management functions work within, not only within small to medium-sized business, but corporate enterprise as well. So it's pretty good and it's really interesting. So when they open it up for 2022, my recommendation is jump online when you see it through Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and apply because it's a great little short course. And CBH, pretty heavily subsidised this round. And I dare say they'll do the same for 2022 as well.
Okay. All right. No, good pro tip there from someone doing the course. So that's good to see. Now, we're going to have to talk about a little bit of agronomy stuff this morning, and a lot of that's going to refer to water logging, rainfall. You've been having some great chats with some people down around Salmon Gums in the area.
Yeah. So, look, I was talking to Sam Guest yesterday, who's about 25-30k north of the Gums. So far today, he has had between 230 and 260 mil across his enterprise. All things are going pretty well. He can travel across the country where he is. His one concern is that one day in September where it can all go awry pretty quickly. So unlike the guys about 60K south of Sam who are going, it's too wet, we can't do anything, and that's because we farm in sand. Salmon Gums is a bit more to the constitution of the soil. So from an agronomy point of view, we need to be focusing on the things that are going to increase plant density and plant strength. So this is where we come into copper, boron, potassium. Zinc and manganese also play a part, but calcium is a very important part of this process as well. So when we start talking about cell structure, that's where you need particularly things like boron, potassium and calcium. So look, there's 100 places to buy these products from. I've obviously got my favourites. There's no hiding that. But have a chat to your agronomist on what we can do to help mitigate the risk of frost. Frost is frost. It's going to come. We all know it's going to get there. But have a chat to your agro about what trace elements and what nutritional products we can put into the mix to help build our plant's capacity to store moisture. Because we all know that if the profile is still full now, it's probably going to be full to mid-September at this stage. While the profile is full of moisture, frost isn't really an issue. It's only once it starts to dry out. The second part of that is once it does dry out and we then get more rain, if sodium is bigger in the plant than potassium, it will take it up. So we need to make sure that our potassium is higher and plants available than what sodium is in the second half of the season.
Okay, another pro tip there. There's also another interesting side to that discussion, which we've had a little, we touched on it back in the day a little bit, Stu, but the role of biology, and especially all the little good guys, microbiology and all that kind of stuff, microbes in the ground, in the soil, all helping to raise that soil temperature in line with everything you've just been saying as well.
Absolutely. So once again, and going back to high-tech ag, because obviously that's where I learned all of this stuff. Mycorrhizae, Trichoderma, Bacillus and Rhizobium, they all play a part in keeping soil function active and keeping, oxygen through the soil is probably the easiest way to say it. So when we start talking about compacted soils and anaerobic soils, a lot of that is coming from the amount of rain we've had. So the guys that are on a more biological system, and I'm going to say biological rather than regenerative. So for those who are in a more biological and a nutritional farming position, biology is active all year round. So Trichoderma, Bacillus and mycorrhizae, particularly that mycorrhizae, that is the glomulin, that is the glue that keeps everything together. And then obviously in our legume phase, we've got our rhizobium products. So it's all about making sure that you're putting in the biology. Going into next year, this is going to be very important in 2022 because we're coming out of an anaerobic state. So although we're going to get yield, we're going to have proteins and screenings might be up a little bit because that's going to be the season. I dare say we're possibly in for a hard finish rather than a soft finish, reading between the lines. We've got to make sure that biology moving forward is a massive part of our programs, and it's not expensive. You can forget about, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money per hectare to get this biology in there. Most of these systems, it's an extra $10 to $12 a hectare. It's not the 30s, 40s and 50s that a lot of people have been quoted in the past. So we can do it cheap, we can do it expensive. Those guys who do it expensive are generally replacing some of their fertiliser inputs with biology.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good distinction to make. It just depends on what your program is that you're running on your place. And again, talk to your agro to work out what the best solution there is going to be. But needless to say, there are a few options there that can help mitigate the impacts of frost if we can get ahead of the game there in time. Stu, we've got one more thing to talk about, and we'll come back to do that after the break.